Now, welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 31, verse 1 to 3. Now, the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went sore against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was so wounded of the archers. This is the story of the death of Jonathan and Saul, Jonathan being the son of Saul. Jonathan should not have died, but he refused to take a decision that a lot of people may be refusing to take today. He knew David was the man anointed. He knew David was the man that would be king, but still went and fought with his father. Blood prevailed over truth. He stood on the side of blood rather than on the side of truth. You know, at family level, generally speaking, people do that. If you have a man misbehaving or a woman misbehaving in a marital home, her family will side her, no matter the evil she's doing, because they believe that she's part of their own. So they don't really care about knowing what the truth is and standing on the path of truth. No, they will just support that person blindly, you know. And in life, we are all product of our decisions. You are going to make decisions in life, and some decisions are more important than the other. Jonathan didn't make the right call. He did not make that right decision. He should have gone with David and not with his father. He allowed the blood relationship to prevail rather than allowing the truth to prevail. Jesus said, if any man want to come after me and does not forsake his father, his mother, his brother, he cannot be my disciple. If you also want to follow Jesus, you must leave culture. Stop saying this is our culture. Stop saying where is my family. All of that should no longer matter. The only thing that should matter is that Jesus. Any decision other than that is ultimately going to lead to your destruction, as Jonathan found out in a very hard way. If Jonathan had been with David, he would have lost some temporary comfort and be running in the bush along with David. But eventually, they would both come out together. And he loved David, made a covenant with him. He even said David will be king, and he was just going to be the number two man. So he knew that God had given the kingdom to David, but he still sided with his father. Some of you are siding with your flesh. When I say flesh, I'm not just talking of your relative, I'm talking of your sinful nature, which you are used to, rather than to side with the Holy Spirit, rather than to be on the side of Jesus Christ. It is on the side of Jesus that there is safety. Make up your mind today to follow Jesus. No matter what, follow Jesus Christ. In him is life, and his life is the light of men. You will not perish like Jonathan. Don't follow your flesh. Follow the Holy Spirit. Make this most important decision. Get it right. Don't fail like Jonathan. Also, I must say that some of you are going to places that are wrong. Some of you are listening to wrong preachers, false preachers. You have been with these pastors for years, but God has been opening your eye. You've seen that this is not right. You can't just leave. You still just stay there. That means you are waiting for your destruction. If God had revealed a man to you that this is not the man I want you to be listening to, or this is not the place I want you to be going, you better stop it. Don't let your closeness, or don't let the fact that I don't want to offend him, I don't want to say, why did you leave our church? And because of that, you continue in the wrong place. That's a foolish thing to do. When it comes to some critical decisions of life, you don't consider whether somebody is hot or not. Particularly issues that have to do with your soul. You must get it right with your soul first before you can begin to say, oh, you are thinking of other people. You must get your own soul right. So why will you remain in a place that the Lord has clearly told you that this place, I'm not there. Life is not there. The word of God is not being preached here. But you just continue because you are used to traditions. And because, yes, that is your own thing. Stop following your own thing. Start following the Lord. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. You can reach us on this WhatsApp number, +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.